Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Psalm 103, verse 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for this morning. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to come and read your word and spend some time in worship and in prayer. And thank you for all your benefits, God, all your blessings to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. The line that stands out to me the most from this passage is, "Forget none of his benefits." This is a wonderful psalm, and it has a wonderful list of all of his benefits, all of his blessings. So we begin with forgiveness, right? He pardons all your sins, all your iniquities, and healing. He heals all your diseases, and redemption. He redeems your life from the pit. When you were totally lost and confused and in darkness, he took your life and made something beautiful out of it. And he crowns you with loving kindness and compassion. So it's the love and the compassion of God. Verse 5, he satisfies you. Satisfaction. The world is looking for satisfaction, right? Like the Rolling Stones song? Satisfaction. I can't get no, right? They can't get satisfaction from anything. But Jesus, in him, we can find full and true satisfaction. And the last one, your youth is renewed like the eagles. Your strength is renewed like the eagles. So there's all these benefits that is offered in the Lord. But why do you think the writer of this psalm speaks to his own soul, right? He says, my soul, bless the Lord. He's talking to himself, right? He's talking to the inner man, and he's saying, hey, come on, bless his name, and don't forget his benefits, or don't forget his blessings. Why does he say that? Because it is so easy to forget, right? Because it's so easy for us to lose sight of all that he has done and all the good things that is offered to us, and instead we focus on the negatives, you know. We forget all that he has done. So that's why the writer says to his own soul, don't forget his benefits. And let the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning the same thing. Don't forget his blessings. Don't forget all that he has done for you. And from my experience, personal experience, there's two ways, at least two ways, we forget his benefits. Two ways that we forget his blessings or his benefits. Number one, for me, it was this. We get too caught up in all our responsibilities as a Christian. We get too caught up in all the things that we feel like we have to do as a Christian, and so we lose sight of what a wonderful gift this is. Because we just get so focused on all that we have to do. Christianity becomes a burden. I don't know if anyone can relate to this. Christianity becomes a burden, and we've forgotten the benefits that come from being in the Lord, and we just focus on all that we have to do and the burden, the weight. That was me completely. Growing up in a Christian home, my parents being in ministry, my grandparents being in ministry, to me, Christianity was just a set of rules, things I had to do that I didn't want to do, things I had to do that I felt like I couldn't do it. I couldn't do my devotions every day. I couldn't pray every day. I couldn't share the gospel with every single person that I met. There were all these things I had to do. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. And all these things that I couldn't do that I wanted to do. Right? All these things I wanted to do, Christianity said, no, you can't do those things. But all these things I felt like I didn't want to do or I felt like I couldn't do, I felt like I had to do them. And so it just became a burden. It just became this very negative thing that put a lot of pressure on me, you know, put a lot of guilt upon me. Because I could never feel like I measured up. There's a lot of weight, a lot of burden. Definitely losing sight of his benefits. And it wasn't until God, in his mercy, began to show me that he is a good God. Right? That he is well pleased with me. Right? Regardless of all these things, these rules and regulations and all these things, he was well pleased. Right? I had to get that drilled in me over and over and over again until I began to be healed of this perspective. Right? My perspective had to change through his mercy, just telling me, you know, I'm pleased with you. You know, it's not about what you have to do and what you haven't done. I'm just well pleased with you because you're my son. Right? The identity of a son. Before being a servant, I am a son. I am a child of God. So, some of the words that characterize this perspective is words like burnout. Right? Self-pity. Always just thinking, oh, I'm doing all these things. You know, just pitying yourself. There's a really good book by Oswald Chambers called My Utmost for His Highest. It's a daily devotional, and I did it when I was in university, 365 devos. But I don't really remember anything from it. I mean you do it a lot. I did it a long time ago, right? Yeah, you don't remember things from that. But I remember one line. To this day, I remember one line from this book, and it said, self-pity is of the devil. I think I remember it because I'm that kind of a person that self-righteous, right? I feel like I'm doing all these things for God. I feel like I'm doing all these things, sacrificing, whatever, whatever. But where are my benefits? You know, where is God? Just feeling like self-pity. And I remember reading that line and thinking, just being convicted. I don't know. I think that's why it stuck with me this whole time. Self-pity is of the enemy. Resentment is another word, right? We just get resentful toward God, toward the church, toward the people that we feel like we have to serve because it's not coming from a place of gratitude. It's not coming from a place of knowing what God has done for us, right? So we lose sight of that and we just get focused on the burden. So in this kind of a place, we can't share the good news of Jesus, because the good news is no longer good, right? The good news has become the burdensome news or the difficult news. That's the way it was for me. I didn't want to be a pastor right after university precisely because of this, and I felt like I had nothing good to share with my youth group students. And I told some of you before, but I felt bad for my youth group students because they were Christian, because I felt like, oh, poor you guys, you have to do all these things now. You know, I felt like it was almost better not to be a Christian because then you wouldn't have all these burdens and weight and guilt put upon you. Completely wrong perspective, but that's how deeply I was in this wrong belief. Wrong belief about who God is. And I think that's where it all stemmed from. Wrong belief about who God was. So if you're in that place this morning, spend some time with God. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you and tell you that he is a good God. You don't have to do these things. Can I say that? You don't have to do your devo for God to say, I am well pleased with you. We don't do our devo, you know, devotional, you know, spending time with God every day You don't have to share the gospel. That sounds bad. But you don't have to do it. God still loves you. And he still thinks you're a beautiful, wonderful child of God, and he's with you. We have to get that identity first. And I think from that place, we serve out of gratitude. We serve out of our identity. So, that's the first one. The second kind of forgetting God's benefits and forgetting God's blessing is just the day-to-day. We just forget. We just forget his goodness, right? We just forget his blessings because we just get caught up with life and doing our things. And we forget to count our blessings, right? All the good things that he has done for us. We just don't spend time to thank him. We don't spend time to remember. Man, God did so many things today. So already, even this morning, how good has God been in your life? Already this morning, you have life, right? You woke up living. And I'm sure many of you had pretty good sleep. So sleep, that's a benefit. God blessed you with that sleep. Did you thank him for that? You woke up on time to come to EMP. That's a blessing, right? Oftentimes we don't wake up on time. We have this wonderful church that we can come to. I don't think there's any other church in Hong Kong. I'm not bragging about our church, right? But I'm just saying, what a blessing it is that we get to come to this church at 7 o'clock in the morning to have this time to worship and pray and hear the word of God. And then there is air conditioning in this church, right? So we don't have to be hot and sweaty. And then I'm sure after this, some of you probably before this, you had your breakfast. And God provided you with the money and the means and the ability to eat breakfast. And at least most of you here, you're going to be going to work after this. And God's provided you something where you can do. There's all these things that God has done for me. But we so quickly just forget. And we don't spend time to thank the Lord for what he has done. I think it was R.T. Kendall. I don't remember if it was from a book or from one of his messages, but he talked about giving thanks and how he was so convicted about it. So from that time on, and when like before he goes to sleep, he'll like write down his blessings or he'll go over them with his wife. So Mon and I have been doing that lately, just maybe a week or two, and we just before as we put Joel to sleep, we mentioned three things that we're grateful for. And sometimes we struggle with even three things. But it's been really good. I think it changes our perspective. And I want to encourage you with that. Let me read to you another passage. You can turn there with me. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Verse 27. 2 Chronicles 20, 27. Then led by Jehoshaphat, all the men of Judah and Jerusalem returned joyfully to Jerusalem, for the Lord had given them cause to rejoice over their enemies. Verse 28, they entered Jerusalem and went to the temple of the Lord with harps and lyres and trumpets. The first thing Jehoshaphat and the people do after they win this great battle, if you read the context, they won this great battle that they shouldn't have won, according to human standards. They didn't have a bigger army, you know, everything, but they defeated them by God's grace, and they won all kinds of plunder, right? They took all these things from the army, took back all the good things that the army had with them, but they come back to Jerusalem, and the first thing they do is they go into the temple with harps, lyres, and trumpets, and they give thanks to God. How often I forget, to recognize and thank God for his answers to our prayers, because when the good thing happens, we just get caught up in that good thing, right? We forget the giver because we are so enamored with the gift, right? We're so impressed by the gift, and we're so enjoying the gift from the Lord that we quickly forget about the giver. We forget that we really prayed for it, and now God has given it to you, but we just get caught up in that good thing, and we forget him. So that's one way we forget him, right? We forget him because of all the good things, but the second thing is we forget all the good things because we just focus on the bad things. So we have 4 minutes. I'm going to tell you a quick story. We went to Macau last Monday, and knowing that there was a typhoon coming, but we thought, we've been through typhoons in Hong Kong, so we thought, surely it's not going to be that big of a deal. We went on Monday. We're supposed to come back on Wednesday, my wife and I and Joel. And, you guys all know, on Wednesday, typhoon hit, and it was the worst typhoon they had in Macau in over 50 years. So, obviously, couldn't come back, so we had to extend our stay for one more night on Wednesday, so we had to pay a lot of money for that, and then have to spend another night on Wednesday. So already I'm a little bit ticked off. I'm like, oh man, it's so expensive. Like, because already my wife and I, our mindset is, oh man, we just wanted a relaxing holiday. You know, what the heck? Okay, let's forget about it. You know, let's try to have a good time, pay the bill for an extra night, and we try to go on with our day, trying to make the most of it. We're stuck here, so we're going to have a good time, and then we go down for breakfast on lunch, lunch buffet, and we go downstairs, and we're eating at the restaurant, and then all of a sudden, the lights go out at the restaurant. So we're like, what's going on? We think it's a temporary thing. Oh, not a big deal. It's probably going to come back on soon, but maybe half an hour later, 20 minutes later, we find out from one of the waiters, the entire hotel has lost electricity, and doesn't look like it's going to come back anytime soon. So we're like, oh, crap, okay. So we go outside. So lunch is over, so we go outside. We're going to try and let Joel walk around, but then when we step outside, we discover that the whole floor is like wet and slippery because the AC had been turned off. So we're like, okay, so we got to put Joel in the stroller, and then now we're kind of beginning to see the seriousness of the situation. Go to the toilets, the flush isn't working, so there's stuff on the toilet, you know. And so we put Joel in the stroller, and we have to walk him around the lobby area, first floor, just so that he can get some sleep. And anyway, all these things are happening, and I share with you this, just to share with you that Mon and I discovered how quickly we can lose our peace and we can lose our sense of gratitude. We can lose our sense of the blessing of God. And it was so easy for us to go to that negative place of being like, what? Why? You know, this is so crappy. Why are we just want a holiday. We just get so focused on what we want. And then later on, electricity comes back. Actually, for our hotel, it was very quickly, maybe two hours, 3 hours, and everything was back to normal. So we were able to go back to our room, but we went down to the food court to order dinner, and the lady gave the wrong food for Monica's order. And so, again, we're like getting really mad. We're like, what's going on? What's wrong with this day? And then the internet stops working in the room, and I'm like, what? You know, just, I can feel all these frustrations trying to come up. But we've already talked about this. We said, no, you know what? Let's thank the Lord. Let's remember that God is good. And you know what? Our problems are so small compared to what people are actually going through in the rest of Macau. And our hotel, like, electricity came back so quickly, but other hotels are down for hours and even 24 hours. And yet, we just get so caught up in our immediate situation, and we just, it's so easy to go to that place. And so, you know, we repented and we try to thank the Lord. We try to pray for everybody and all these things. But it was just a reminder how quickly we forget his benefits and how quickly we forget his blessings and how quickly our hearts can turn from a place of gratitude and thankfulness and intimacy with God to just a place of complaining and, spoiled, being so spoiled and feeling so entitled to things. And so, two major ways of how we forget forget his benefits. Let's read that. Let's read his benefits one more time, and then we'll have worship. But these are all of the things that God has given to us, all these wonderful things God has given to us. But one we forget because of our misguided understanding of who God is. And second, we just forget. Day to day, we just forget his benefits, forget his blessings. So let's remind ourselves one more time. Verse 1, Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. Amen.
Never. holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name.
Could we just sing verse 2 one more time? Let's just, as Pastor Andrew kind of sings and leads us, let's count the goodness, all the blessings that God has given to us. Spend a moment just to thank Him for all of His goodness and His benefits for you personally. Let's sing together.
You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
Yes, God, thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the blessings, all the benefits, God. But most of all, God, we thank you for your kindness and your love and compassion, your forgiveness, God. That you look upon us with mercy, and that your heart is kind, God. Even though your name is great and you're majestic, you're King of Kings, your heart is kind. And that you receive us, God, into your presence. So thank you, Father. Amen. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for those that are going through cancer and chemotherapy, radiotherapy. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for strength over them. Let's pray for miraculous healing. For our friends, let's pray together. Let's go to the second slide. Pray for those that are not saved yet, but they're also going through a serious illness. So let's pray for healing as well as salvation for our friends. Let's go to the third slide. Let's pray together for our friends that have various kinds of things they're going through. Paris is, if you can see, third from the bottom. Paris's father, he had surgery yesterday, Sunday and Monday, actually, two surgeries. And so they're going to find out how it went today. And it was a pretty long and difficult surgery. So if you can pray for recovery for him as well, please. Let's go to the fourth slide. Let's pray for our friends looking for jobs. Let's pray for God's provision and direction and favor for them, that God will lead them to the right job. Let's go to the Tuesday prayer focus. Let's pray for Hong Kong, for our government. Let's pray against the wealth gap. Let's pray for revival in the churches. Let's pray for these different ministries that we're supporting. Pray for the young people of Hong Kong students. And we have domestic helpers. I think that was specifically from what Pastor Salamat shared. Especially with the Indonesian domestic helpers, because there was some movement that tried to bring these helpers into like this extremist Muslim kind of a movement here in Hong Kong. So let's just pray for protection in general for the domestic helpers too. So let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the staff. Pray for Pastor Sam. He has a migraine this morning. You know, he has that from time to time. Let's pray for full healing. And let's pray that he will not have these migraines anymore. Pray for Pastor Mary, who is also sick today. And Tim is also feeling unwell. Pastor Salamat is traveling. So let's pray for our staff individually. But also just as a team, that we will be able to work hard together. And please pray for just the unity amongst the staff, that we will work well together to build this church, and that we'll be led by the Holy Spirit. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for the hospitality ministry, welcoming team, and barista. Pray for the ones that are serving in these ministries. Let's pray for a real heart of love, a real heart of hospitality for the church people, that they would have the special anointing of God to help people feel loved and welcomed in this church. Let's pray. Lastly, let's pray for the worship team and the sound team, that they will have a heart of worship and a heart of excellence, pursuing their very best for God and for the church. So let's pray for this ministry. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your word today, God. To forget none of your benefits, God. Forgive us for how often and how easily we forget our blessings, God. And we get caught up with the wrong things, Lord. But I thank you that you're a good God, that your heart is kind, and help us to just know how good you are. And help us to remember and give you thanks for all the good things that you have done for us. So we just do that this morning. We bless your name this morning. And we praise you this morning for all of your goodness, God. Be with us today as we go about our day. Thank you, God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day today.